Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas man has been indicted on charges of threatening to bomb and commit a mass shooting at an LGBTQ pride event over the weekend in Nashville. 25-year-old Joshua Hensley, arrested by FBI agents, he allegedly posted Facebook comments in April threatening to make, quote, shrapnel pressure cooker bombs for this year's annual Nashville Pride celebration. And a former detective from the Garden City Police Department has his certification revoked. J.P. Bizet has more.
Scott Burney mishandled evidence, including drugs from a high-profile homicide case. He stored some at his private unit and threw away items during the investigation. The detective stored evidence in lockers without cataloging it and kept heroin in an insecure cabinet for years. Details of the case are undisclosed. Other cases he worked on are being reviewed for missing or compromised evidence. It's unclear if he will face charges.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Amid a statewide mental health crisis, vulnerable children and teens in the state foster care system have been hard hit by a scarcity of resources. And Pam Cornwell, the Trauma Services Clinical Director for St. Francis Ministries, estimates 80% of children in the foster care system have either mental or behavioral health issues, far outnumbering the general population, which has about an 18 to 22% rate. For years, the state has struggled with mental health resources in the foster care system, with a lack of Medicaid expansion, along with a shortage of health care workers and mental health beds. Kansas ranked last in terms of meeting overall mental health needs in a 2023 Mental Health America report. According to Kansas Department of Health and Environment statistics, Kansas youths also experience a surge in child suicide attempts in Kansas, leading to a 68% increase in emergency department visits between 2019 to 2021. And there has also been a surge in substance abuse issues, including children attempting to self-medicate through substances. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, about 60% of KVC referrals were addiction-related. Now, the addiction-related referrals make up about 75%. Cornwell said another facet of the problem is the lack of pediatric psychiatrists in the state. Cornwell said with 69 of these psychiatrists and more than 700,000 children in the state, resources are stretched extremely thin, though recent legislation is hope for improvement, as during the 2023 legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill to smooth over the licensing process for therapists, psychologists, social workers, and health care workers, among others. Finally, Cornwell said an approved foster care bill of rights also informs children about their right to have a stable environment, experience the least number of placements possible, have access to adequate clothing and other belongings, conduct family visits, attend school, and participate in court proceedings, among other things. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development is developing a comprehensive strategic plan to expand broadband infrastructure statewide and ensure every Kansan has access to reliable high-speed internet. To assist in this and provide accurate data for the plan, the department is calling on residents to participate in an important online speed test and survey. The data collected ultimately will help guide the allocation of state and federal resources to areas in need. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that by engaging directly with Kansans to learn about their broadband capacity, they aim to secure significant funding to connect underserved areas and establish Kansas as one of the best states in the nation for high-speed internet access. The speed test will measure internet speed, general location, and the IP address while maintaining the privacy of personal information. Participants will also be asked to complete an optional survey that provides vital insights into connectivity patterns, necessary training requirements, and affordability of internet services. While this is not the first initiative of its kind, it is undeniably significant, and greater participation from residents will allow more accurate results. Participants will be asked to take 5 to 7 tests at different times of the day or days of the week. To participate, residents should visit the official website of the initiative, broadbandks.com, where they can complete a quick and simple online speed test. And this test, which only takes a few minutes, will provide valuable data on internet connectivity throughout the state. Wheat harvest is underway, and months of very little rain have taken a toll on the crop. However, now that rain has been falling, it's causing even more headaches. The fields were dry up until a few weeks ago when the rain started to fall, and the wheat fields are ready for harvest. However, the rain is putting a dent in plans, just one of many barriers farmers are facing. Farmers said it's good to have this rain for the autumn crops, but they hope things dry out to save what's left of this year's wheat. Some farmers have said their autumn crops are off to a good start, but the drought isn't over yet, and they've barely made a dent. So they're hopeful that this rain sticks around in the summer to grow a healthy fall crop. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is proud to announce a grant award of $1,500 from the Heartland Community Foundation. The grant will be utilized for the purchase of construction materials and supplies that are essential for the relocation and expansion of DSNWK's Custom Creations Craft Room at DSNWK's Employment Connections location in Hayes. This larger and better defined area will optimize the efficiency of operations, making it easier to locate and utilize workspace and materials when needed. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud stated that the crafting room will be better situated in the building and become an ideal space for the people they serve. It will give them a more functional space to dream, work, and create custom home decor pieces that customers seek out. Custom Creations collaborates and develops the special talents of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities who then earn money as they share their amazing creations with the community. DSNWK is a 501c3 nonprofit serving 18 counties in Northwest Kansas with the mission to advocate for people with disabilities and those who care about them by planning and supporting a life of dignity, interdependence, and personal satisfaction in the community. The Norton County Hospital will be hosting a community town hall on July 17th at 5:30 p.m., and it will be held at the East Campus. The goal of the Norton County Hospital is to answer the community's questions efficiently and effectively, and in that regard, they ask the public to please submit their questions to the Board of Trustees or CEO in writing and then drop them off at the business office or email them to Mackenzie Blecha, the marketing coordinator at mblecha@ntcohosp.com before June 30th. The Norton County Hospital anticipates some submissions may be similar, and to best utilize everyone's time, they'll compile a group of them to answer all questions appropriately. And the questions will then be distributed to the community prior to the town hall in order for everyone to know what will be addressed. However, it is important to note that questions submitted through social media will not be answered. The Norton County Hospital believes this format will allow them to thoroughly communicate with the public with the hope that each person feels heard. More information about the hospital can be found on their website, ntcohosp.com, or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. A bridge project along K-9 in Norton County is scheduled to begin the week of June 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will replace the bridge over Skull Creek, which is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction near Dinsmore. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using US 283, US 36, and US 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be complete in late November, conditions permitting. This project is one of three bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation has planned along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties in 2023 and 2024. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Bridges Incorporated of Newton is the primary contractor for this $1.6 million project. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The Norton County Commission is currently seeking an individual that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Name must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than July 7th, 2023. This appointment will be for an unexpired term. Name must be submitted by individual seeking the appointment. Name can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration. KQNK Radio is looking to hire a new account executive to join our team in Norton, Kansas. We are seeking an energetic, personable, and reliable individual who is willing to grow a list of sales accounts and watch your income grow. We offer a 20% commission plus other benefits, experience preferred, but we are willing to train the right energetic individual who is willing to learn and be a part of our great staff. You can pick up an application at KQNK 17038 KQNK Road in Norton. Deer King Communications, Inc. is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced Wednesday support of projects under a new program aimed at expanding and diversifying the nation's future ag workforce and leaders. The USDA's Rod Bain has more.
An investment in the next generation of agricultural leaders and professionals announced at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Wednesday.
We're announcing 33 project awards, totaling $262.25 million. These investments will cover 24 states and territories.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Next Gen program, short for From Learning to Leading, Cultivating the Next Generation of Diverse Food and Agriculture Professionals program, focuses on projects led by eligible institutions of higher education designed to build up the numbers and diversity of the future ag workforce, including the future USDA workforce.
We estimate and expect that potentially more than 20,000 young people will become future food and agriculture leaders who will be supported by this program.
The Secretary notes this is also the latest in a series of USDA-led efforts to improve equity and diversity across the department. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod. Pork farmers whose products are destined for California have another 6 months to prepare their pens. California Superior Court granted a motion to delay the effective date of the state's Proposition 12 regulations to January 1st. The proposition setting a minimum size for pens holding pigs eventually destined for California store shelves was approved in 2018 by 62% of voters and upheld last month by the U.S. Supreme Court. National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphreys says it's welcome news the California granted the additional 6 months for the transition. However, he says that NPPC is looking forward to working with Congress on what he calls a permanent solution to the problem. You're listening to Farm Headlines on the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. More severe thunderstorms possible for western Kansas today and again tomorrow, with very few changes to the overall weather pattern. Severe weather chances will move to the eastern counties on Saturday, and then we get things drying out a little bit on Sunday. Most of the severe weather will develop in eastern Colorado this afternoon and then spreading to western Kansas by late in the afternoon and lasting into the evening. Damaging wind and hail are the big issues, along with some flooding and even a few isolated tornadoes. Upper-level high pressure will move eastward on Saturday with another day of strong to severe storms in our western and central counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, upper-level high pressure is over the central plains, but we have a lot of low-level moist air moving into parts of our state. A dry line is set up over northeast New Mexico with a stationary front to our northwest. Favorable wind shear and a lot of moist air in place this afternoon, so strong thunderstorms will begin early in the afternoon to our west and then develop in our western counties later in the day. Meanwhile, in the eastern counties, we'll stay dry for now. With the cloud cover, our temperatures in the western counties will stay cooler today. Then tomorrow, scattered precipitation to start the day in the central and western counties, sunny in the east, sunny to partly cloudy through midday, and then more severe thunderstorms in the western counties by tomorrow afternoon, dry for the east again. And severe thunderstorms will be possible in our eastern counties on Saturday and then sunny statewide on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight, we're in the low 60s, mid to upper 80s north central, and tonight we're looking at upper 60s. Upper 80s in the northeast counties, mid 60s overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Mid to upper 80s south central, mid to upper 60s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s in the southeast counties and mid 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
This burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
News four times daily, Monday through Friday, and round-the-clock weather reports on KQNK AM and FM.